Sivan Daf, Kuf Yutes Omed Aleph. Erech, 10 lines from the bottom, Toshma. Rabbi Lozo ben Azaya Metayer Bishel Pu. Umetame Bishel Kitnias. Mibnei Sheroitze Bimash Mishon. What does he Rashi? Rabbi Lozo ben Azaya Metayer. So Rashi says, B'shomer Shelpu. Shelpoil, you have a shomer of beans. You have a pod of beans. The lav shomerhu, that doesn't have a shame shomer. Kigoy, oisom hashalbitim shahapoilim gedeilim behen kushto belas. A pod. You have a pea pod. Or a bean pod, whatever the poilim are. It's a lima bean. It's a large bean. Mibnei shaha poilin gasin. The poilin are large beans. The ein tzrichin l'shaimel. There's no need for a shaimel. The noyach l'mash mishon. You can hold them the way they are. They're large enough to hold the way they are. Ulenakron, if they ever get dirty, you can clean them off. They're not small. Lefichach, ein shomer zeh machnis umaitzi umitztarev kishar shomer. That means we have a klal that a shomer of an oichel has three qualifications. It's mitztarev to the shir. You need a shir kebeya to be mekabel tum. A shomer is mitztarev. It's machnis and moitzi. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, a shomer of a poil, it is not used as a shomer. There's no need for it to use it as a shomer. So therefore, it doesn't have hilchi shomer. So that's Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya Metayer Bishel Poil. If you have a pot of poilin, the pot does not have a shame shamer because it is not used as a shamer. Umetame Bishel Kitnias. But if you have a pot that has kitnias inside of it, the shaymahu, this is already a shaymah. The dakim hang, they're small. Ve'ein yecholim lenakrim, you can clean them properly. V'neichalei, so there he is satisfied. Sheyeba'oison sharbitim, that they should remain in these pots. Ba'yisarev ben psoilis, that psoilis should not become ma'urev in the kidneys. Bimashmishon shemimashmish bahen al yidei hashabitim. That means by kidney is, so he holds them through the pots. It's more convenient. The pots protect them from a iruv of psoilas, and they're not large enough to hold, so the pot holds them. Fine. Now Rashi says, we're bringing a memra of Rabbi Lozor ben Azariah. We have to know this is the middle of a Mishnah. V'reishe dahach masnisen ochi. The Reishe says as follows. Sharbit sheriknoi. There was a sharbit apart. Sheriknoi. He took out all the kidneys, the beans, that were inside the pot, toil. So it's toil, because it's not, the sharbit is only a shomer, and if he took out all the oichlim sheboy, so it's toil. Shaya boy garger echot, what if he left over one kidneys, one bean, Tame. Now let's skip the next three words. Uchegayim Sedenitz Tame. Now Rashi, so we have over here a sharbit, which Rashi learns means a pot. There's one galger in it. It's Tame. Now Rashi had a problem. One galger with a pot, so how's it Tame? You need a kebeya. We're talking about you need a kebeya. A kebeya is how do you do this with one galger in one pot? How do you add up the kebeya? So Rashi says, Uchigoy, sheyesh bein hasharbit va'apul kebeya. It's talking like that. That it's speaking about that together the sharbit and the poil, makel tetanek kama holds, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that a shomer to a poil is not a shomer because you don't need it. She reitze b'mashmid only by kidneys, that there you need the shomer. By poiling you don't need the shomer. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says shtik toira. Tzame kama holds that a filu by poiling it's also called a shomer. So talking about poilin and together with the shalbit, it ends up tabeya. It says it's mitzaret. I mean, that's what the Tanna Kama says. Shia boigage echot tamei. So it has a kochoch, you have to say that you have a shia kebeya, which is very difficult to understand. And we'll see an omit beis, Rashi, all of a sudden, was malgish this problem, an omid base. But here Rashi says, it says tome. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mitayer b'shel poil. Dein shomer mitztarif loy lechabeya. By a poil he holds the shomer can be mitzuri. Umitame b'shel kitniyis. Alme yeshema lepoches mikapoil. So, well, kaponim, what is the kasha? The kasha could be one of the two. We had a machloikis, Rab and Rab Yochanan. Is there a shema lepoches mikapoil? Rab holds is a shema only kapoil. Pachas mekapel, there's no shema. Rabbi Yechno, there's a shema, pachas mekapel. So we could say, this is a kasha and rab. Here we see enough in the Mishnah, that there's a shema, it's, we're talking about kidneys. We're talking about kidneys, not a pearl, but pachas mekapel. So you see, ye shema, pachas mekapel. Perhaps we could say, and Tosfos learns this mahalach, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Acherem. We had a maisa with a kulyas, with a bone, and if there's a, and Acherem say, afilu ein ole elo kipul gereres kula letumet. We had a machloikis between Chananya and Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean? Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanin said that what it says, according to the Acherim, you need a kepoil, is speaking about l'shiyure. So that means the Acherim hold that is a machlikis Rabbi Yehuda and Acherim, the minimum shear for a shema. Rabbi Yehuda holds the minimum shear is a kezayis, and Acherim holds the minimum shear is a kepoil. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's loinem golishiyure, there's no minimum shear of a shema, a filipoches mikepoil. So we had here a machloikis Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a tane that holds that there's a shayma lepachas mikapoil. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the achayim. According to Rabbi Chanina, we don't have such a tana. We had here two tanoim. One tana said the shir of a shayma is a kezayis. That means in order to have a shayma, you have to have a kezayis. And according to the achayim, you have to have a kepoil. Here we have a tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that says there's a shayma, the kidney is, which is pachas mikapoil. Anyway, we have here, it's written, and there's one galgir there, so it's less than a pearl. We have, so there's a akasha and Rabbi Chanina. Here you see clear there's a tana that holds, there's a shayma lepoches mikapoil. So the Gemara answers, Kida Oma Rav Ache Berei Derove Bekulche Umishum Yad Ochi Nami Bekulche Umishum Yad Umay Bemash Mishon Betash Mishon. Now let's see what's shot in the Torah. So the Gemara answers, so we have a problem. We had a problem. Let's see, we have a Kasha and Rav. Rav says that there's no concept of a shomer and something that's less than a poil. And here it says, by kidneys, metamei b'shel kidneys. So how could it be kidneys, the oichel is less than a poil? So how could it have a shomer? Sotrashi b'kulche, hod metamei b'shel kidneys, Lav b'sharbet u'mishum shayma. We're not speaking about a pot, and the pot is mekabel tuma together with the kidneys b'soichoy, and that's a tzirufa b'shayma, because ein shayma lepoches mipu. Ela b'kelach noga tuma. We have here a stem, a branch, that there's a whole bunch of pots growing from this branch. And this branch is a yad to hold on to the pots. That means it's very, you have a lot of, by kidneys, you have a lot of pots there, and you hold on to the branch. This is a nice handle to hold on to the branch. The branch is a nice handle for these pots. Fine. So now, we're not speaking about tumas Shayma, we're speaking about Tumas Yad. Now let's see what Rashi says. That behold the metame b'shel kidneys, lav b'sharbet u'mishum shayma, elo b'kelach noga tume, the tume touched, the dead sheretz touched this branch where the enormous amount of pods are attached to this branch. U'mishum yad. And now it's yad. Yeah, the hash, the hava, hayad, yad, so what's good? So Rashi said, ooh, we made a mapech over here. If we're talking about the branch that has 20 pots attached to it, ooh, what? Some amela, now this is a yad, the davar chashuv, shu yoysem mikizayis, shreikola shabitim uchubarim boy, ooh, the pots are attached to this branch. And when you want to hold all the pots, you just take a hold of the branch and you have your 20 pots, some emele. So now this is a yad to all the kidneys which are in the shabitim, which are attached to the yad. Fine. Some emele. So no kasha and rav. We're not talking about a shema. We're talking about a yad. And this is a yad, now you add up all, since all the kidneys are all attached to this one branch, it grew from one branch, so it's considered this is a yad to a kezayis. I have this whole branch, I have a kezayis of kidneys, adding up all the gargirim together, and this is a yad for a kezayis. Finished. They're all attached. Yeah. Talking about a yad, so what is pshat in Avelozer ben Azariah that says, but by a poil, no. So like this we had learned pshat, a poil is, it doesn't need a shema because you could use it, you can hold it without the shema. They're large beams, you could hold it without the shema. You don't have to hold it, be memashmish it with a shema. Here you're talking about a yad, so memela, so why isn't this branch a yad for a poil? So Rashi says, "Ubepoil hoil vegasimim." Since these beams are large, laich beslay the levi layat. He doesn't need to hold a branch to hold it to hold these. He was speaking about kidneys, some of the small things, and so the vial. It's very convenient before he shells all the kidneys. He holds all the kidneys with this branch. He's holding the kidneys. Take it from one place to another. This is a yad. But poilin, but beans, he doesn't need it. You don't need it to be metaltal the poilin. You can just shell them. Here it's convenient to do because it's very small. The shemetaltum vayisekelach tashmish loichu. That's what Rashi says. Bitashmishon, not mitbiv. Mashmishon would mean that you can feel them, hold them. It can be mashmish. It's with you hold the beans with the shema. Tashmishon means the tilto shemetaltlon ba'isekelach tashmish la'ichel. That's a tashmish la'ichel. So finish. Shalom al Yisrael. We're finished. So that's that. That's the teretz that Rav answered. Let's go further. Toshma. The Tone, the Vei Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Yishmoel said, we had already this Tone, the Vei Rabbi Yishmoel, Al Kozera, Zirua, Asher Yizoreya, Kederech, Shnei Odom, Meitzin, Lizriya. We learned out from this pasuk that Ashoimer is Mitztarev Letumim. And it's talking about Zroim Ashoimer is Mitztarev Letume, Chita Bekliposo, Soira Bekliposo, Vadashim Bekliposom. So this is Mitztarev Letume. Ashoimer is Mitztarev Letume. Shema Shemayim. We have over here a Soira, Adashim, Bekliposo. You just said, according to Rav, Ain shema lepachas mikepu. You have your small things. And for the Gemara ber yeshani. Oh, a new teretz. Now the Gemara says, I got news for you. That what we had assumed, and it is true, that we had assumed that ain shema lepachas mikepoil, that is dafke if the Pachas mikapoil is not a berye. It's not a berye b'fnei atzmai. So the whole, it's a piece of meat. You have a skin that's protecting meat. The skin of meat. So the meat is pachas mikapoil. It's not such a big piece of meat. So memela, so it doesn't have a chshivis to possess a shema. Masha ain't kind of, it's a berye. That means you have here a berye, a lintel. That is a chshivis. A berye is a chshivis. So a berye can have a shema. So we'll see in Rashi, now we came to such a teretz. Now the previous kash is not shver anymore. We got a new mahalach. Berye shani. Chikom ha-rav shein shema lepochas mikepul. Kigoyin chatzi pool, a half a pool, she'ein biryoso shleime, it's not a berye shleime. Oy boso shir chatzi pool, or a piece of meat, that's the size of a chatzi pool. Vo'oy rolov, she'mashlime lechabeye. Olel nami gabi shabit, him otzu letrutz a berye shani. The Gemara could have said this teretz, berye shani. The Gemara, enochana, the Gemara could have said this teretz. Fine, let's go further. Boy Rabbi Yishaya, Shnei Shoimrim Mao Sheyitztarfu. A new sugya. What's the din? Can two Shoimrim be Mitzurim?
So what does Rashi say? Shnei shaymre mar sheyitztarfu la'oichel shebesoichem l'chebeye. So Poshe Pshat is, something has two shaymrim, and if you'll add the two shaymrim, with toichel, we'll add up to kebeye. Can you use two shaymrim? Like the Gemara Hechidomi, I don't understand the shayla. Ilema bozeh al gavzeh, if you'll say you have two shaymrim, one shaymer covering another shaymer, umiike shaymer al gabi shaymer, is there such a concept of shaymer al gabi shaymer? The whole din that a shaymer is mitzarev, a shaymer to a oichel is mitzarev. A shaymer to a shaymer is gonish mit gonish. So what's your shayla? Umiike shaymer al gabi shaymer. Vosnan Rab Yehuda Omer, Shalosh Klipos Bebotzel. An onion has three covers, three shells. Pnimis, there's the outer layer of the onion, which is edible, but that's also called a shomer of the onion. The innermost, the outer layer of the edible chalik of the onion. So that's the pnimius. So there the din is ben shleima ben kedura mitzarefes. The outer layer of the onion is edible. So memele, the white chalik, that's edible. So memele, so that's an oichel. So if even though it does not serve a function to protect the rest of the onion, that means, let's say there's some holes in it, and because of that, the onion inside of it will, is susceptible to insects, to recovering. It's gaulish. The klipas lavan of the onion, since it's edible, so it serves a function as a shema. It doesn't serve a function as a shema. That's irrelevant. It's an oichel. It's mekabel tum. So shalosh klipos bebotzel. Pnimi is the klipa hapnimi ben shleima ben kedura mitzarefes. That's mitzarev to the shir oichel because it's edible. You don't need to take into consideration that it is protecting the onion. You don't need this protection. It's edible, so it's mitzarev to the shir kebeya. And so there's a next klipa over that is shleima mitzarev. So the next klipa, if it is whole, that means there's no holes in it, so then it's a shema, mitzarev. Kidula, if there's holes in it, a mitzarev. Because it's not edible, it seems, and it's not a shema. So memela, so the emtzois has to have qualifications of a shema in order to have a din shema. Chitzaina, the outer layer of the onion, which is protecting the emtzois, which is also a shema, is ben kach or ben kach toiret. It has a hole. It doesn't have a hole. It's a moyodik protection. It's garnish mit garnish. So we see clearly from this Mishnah that in order to qualify for a shema, you have to be a shema over an oichel. A shema over a shema does not have a shame shame. So that is why the chitzayna, it doesn't have a shame shame. So al kaponim, you clear the shayla shnei shaymri mar sheyitztarfu. What's your shayla? One shayma top of another shayma. No shayla whatsoever. That it's ichen at mitzav. Let's see what Rashi says. Pnimis eine oisa levona the harishayna ruya lechel. That's the it's a white klipa, that's edible. So that's kedula nekuva, even though there's holes in it, mitzarefesh, shrehi atzmoichel, this is edible. Emtzois, shaymeri. So then the din is shleima mitzarefesh, tavi shayma. Kedura eina mitzarefesh, lehavi shayma. חיציינה תהירה שאין שם על גבי שם החושב שם. ועל כפונים, רבי שייה הוא כלל דשיילה, שני שיימרים, מה יש להצטרפו, what's the שיילה? If he means one שיימה over the second שיימה, there's no שיילה, there's no שיימה. לא פנה משנה, נופצו. So the most says, no. I'm claiming a different שיילה. רבי שייה שיימר איכל שחולקוי קומי בוי לי. Given the high loy megin a high, the high loy megin a high, loy mitzarefes, oy dilme given the high megin a di day, by megin a di day mitzarefes. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi. Shaima oichel shecholkoi. כגוין איכל כבאיה, ושיימרי אולו, וחולקוי. Now, let's understand. We have a case of a שיימר, the איר לגבי בוסר. That means you had a piece of meat with skin on top of it. The skin is a שיימר to the meat. Together, the skin and the שיימר, together you have a shir kebeye, and gewaldik, it's mekabel tume. Before you had a chance to be mekabel tume, you cut this piece of meat in half. Now I have a piece of meat in half. You have a half, and each piece you have a half a beye of Bosel with Shema, and half a bay of Bosel with Shema. So what's the Shaila? So the Shaila is, we have to add up to a Kebeya. So if the piece wasn't cut, so the Shema, even though theoretically the chelik of the ear on the right side is protecting the right side of the meat, the chelik ear on the left side is protecting the left side of the meat, but it's one shomer and it's protecting the meat, so you can add it together, so you can add the shomer with the meat, adds up to a kebeya, kevaldik. That's the shomer mitzvah. But over here, I cut it in half. So this shomer is only protecting the piece of meat that he's protecting. The shomer has no, is not accomplishing anything for the next piece of meat. So it could be, there's no din shomer. That means in order for a shomer to be mitzurif with the whole eichel, so you need that this should be a shema on the whole eichel. That means, so, or maybe not. This is a shema on this chelik, this is a shema on this chelik. You let it together and you let up to be a kebay, it's good. That is the shayla of the Gemara. So let us see Rashi again. Shema eichel, a shema v'eichel shecholka, kikoi. Oichel kebeye v'shemrei olo, v'cholkoi. Oi, Rashi says, I'll tell you another case. Kegoin shnei bitzolim ktanim, she'ein b'shneim ele kebeye. You have two onions, two separate onions. Let's talk about you had one piece of meat and you cut it. You have two separate onions. Together they're kebeye, im shemreye. That is the shayla. Will these shaymrim be mitzhani shnei shaymrim ha'oichel ha'oiloi? Because could be that in order you have to make one unit. You have to make a kebeya. So the chiddush is, if I'm a shayma over this whole oichel, you could add me to the oichel. But so it ends up to be it, but You have two onions. Each onion is not a kebaya. They're touching one another, maybe. But you have to have, the shomer has to have a shaychus to the whole oichel in order to get a din shomer on the whole oichel. You have to add up all the chelkei ha-oichel, and in the chelkei ha-oichel, the shomer on one chelik is not a shomer on the other chelik. If it's one big shayma, so this is the shayma of the oichel, and it's irrelevant. It's one shayma on the oichel. Then you can add the shayma to the oichel, and that is the chiddush that the shayma is mitzvah. But if you have two different oichlim, so since this shayma has no shayches at all with the other oichel, I can't use the shayma to add together everything else to make a kebaya, because that's the shail, that's the two stodim. Given the high loy megin a high, the high loy megin a high loy mitzdarven, so it's not mitzur, because the shomer has to have a shaychis to the oichel you want to be mitzdarf it with. I do makim the megin adidei, the megin adidei mitzdarf. Fine, that's the shail. That was Rabbi Shai Yishayla. Shalom de Shishayla. Toshma. Oh, now we're going to come back to that we just learned. Abelezer ben Azaya mitayer bishalpul umetamei bishalkitniyis bibnei sheroitze bimash mishon. Now, let us just refresh our memory. We had just learned the Gemara on Omed Aleph, so Rashi had said that it's speaking about, as she said, "Kegoin sheyesh bein hasharbit v'hapul kebeye." Together they add up the pot and the pool is kebeye. That's why it's mitzurif. It's mitzurif. You add up Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says by a pool there's no din shayma, by a kidney says the din shayma. But Rashi said, but it's speaking about, we added up the sharbet, which is the pot, with the garger, that added up a kebaya, and it was a little difficult to understand how you do such a thing. I can add up a sharbet with one garger and it'll become a kebaya. But that's what Rashi said. So now, we have to understand what the Gemara is bringing a riot to. What does this have to Rabbi Shai Yishai? Zot Rashi. So now Rashi all of a sudden, it becomes aware of what we were sensitive to on Amud Aleph. So Rashi says, Kasalke daitein, sheshnayim ushloisha shabitim mitzafim lechabeye im oichlen shebem. The Gemara held now, listen, between you and me, this is a very big doichik, to say that you have one garger and one sharbet, and that added up to the size of an egg. I mean, please, that's a little far-fetched. So the machshin, so you have to say it's talking about a little differently. You have to say it's speaking about, you have five pods, and in each pod there's a garger, and the five pods with the garger led up to a kebeya. Ooh, so now we have a raya. So that means each pod, even though it's a shomer to its own gargir, but it's not a shomer to the other gargirim, and it says that it's mitzuris. Oh, so a poishet Rabbi Shai Yishayla. So let's see what Rashi says. Kosal kedai te shishnaim vishloishu shabitim itztafun lechebeye im oichlam shebem. The vaday ain't v'sharbet echad kebeya. That's for sure. Alma shnei shomrim mitzdarfim im shnei oichlam lechebeya. Afal gav da hay loy megin hay. So we have a raya. That's more mistava that that's pshat and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we're poishet Rabbi Shai Yishai. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabache Berei Derove, Bekulcho, Umishum Yad, Umay Bemashmishin, Betashmishin. So let us Rashi, Bekuchon, Hai Metamei Umetayem, Bekuchakoi, Umishim Yad, Davi Yad, Lekulu Shalbitin, we're talking about the branch. The branch brings Tumme. The Shalbitim have a Shir Kebeya. Forget about the Shomrim. You have 20 Shalbitim, you have 20 Gargirim. And the branch is a yad to all 20 galgirim, so it's, the yad brings tumme. You don't have we're not talking about shomrim over here. The ain't shomrim. Can't you? Yeah. Yeah, Alma. Yeah, fine. Finished. Toshma weiter gegangen. The Tone Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Al Kol Zera Zerua, Kederesh Mnei Odom, Meirashe Zerei, Kederesh Mnei Odom, Meitzin Lezriye, Chita Bekliposo, Seir Bekliposo, Badashim Bekliposo. So now the Gemara, before the Gemara was handling, let's appreciate what we're talking about. Till now, before we brought down this Gemara, so we had a problem, how could the Klipa of a chita be a shayma to a chita, a chayra de chita is less than a kapul, so how could it be a shayma? So I said, don't worry, a beri yeshani, a beri can have a shayma. Fine. But now the Gemara is going to speak about another shayla. I mean, look, you have a the klipa of a chita with a chita, you add them together, Rabbi, they don't add up to a kebeya, that's for sure. So al kocho chita beklipos, that means you have 20 chitim with 20 klipas, and you add together. We learn that from this pasuk asher yizoreya. We learn that from the pasuk asher yizoreya that a klip is mitzaret. So it means that with the 20 chitim with the 20 klipas, a mitzuref to make a shir kebeya. Fine. So we have a raya. No, the 20 chitim with the 20 klipas, each klipa is moni megan on its own chit. It's not megan on the second chit. Va'aval pikein, it says that what? That's mitzare. So you see clear that since each one has a shayim, has a shame shema for its own chita, so that's called mitzvah. Let's see Rashi. Chitin beklipasa, alma chitin im shem reyem mitzvahfen lechabeyim. So now you see the chitin with each one has its own shema. Mitztarfen lechabeya, alma shnei shaymrim mitztarfen. That means these are two shaymrim from two different oichlim. Shnei shaymrim mitztarfen. Ruadin loichl shecholku. So here we see clearly that shnei shaymrim is mitztarfen. Zot Rashi. Ochinami avimotzi letruzi ber yeshani. Now this Rashi is Pilei Ploy. Now let's understand what Rashi is saying. We have a Shaila. We have a Shaila that if you have two Oichlen, and each Oichel is a Shema, can the Shema and Oichel Aleph be Mitzurif to Oichel Beis? Since it's not a Shema and Oichel Beis, maybe it can be Mitzur. Maybe it can be Mitzur. That's the Shaila. So Rashi, oh, you know what? I tell you a teretz, it's a barrier. Correct to the Taisus Harosh, the Rishash, the Chazainish, Shemesh Shemai. How does barrier help over here? What will barrier help me? I have here a shayla. You have two chitim. I'm clearing a shayla if the shayma and chita alef can be mitzur if the chita beis, but it's not a shayma and chita beis. So you tell me what? But chita beis is a barrier. Gevaldik.
If I, before I had a shayla, can chita possess a shayma, and shayma elele kipul, a barrier can possess a shayma. But here we're talking about if the shayma of chita aleph could be mitzurif to chita beis, you tell me chita beis is a barrier. So what? So how does that help the situation? This, the Tais HaRosh, the Roshash, and Chazinish, and if you want to live a little easier, the Shita Mekabetzis is Moichik this, some Amelis, Malach Hashem, so it's Moichik, so. Achinami Motzal Trutze Be'i Yishani, El Trutze Dechiki, Nirshem Olov, there's a line over it, Shle Nimtza B'Seifer Ksavya, the normal Rashis, we didn't find such a thing. No, that's the easy way out. So finished. So it's there's no such Rashi. So we can go further. The Chassam Sofer says something very interesting, but he doesn't feroise. Chassam Sofer says Rashi means something else. Rashi means that the Gemara could have said, "Is the Gemara is a problem? The Gemara is a problem." You have to be mitzarif, the klipis, to the oichel, to make a beye. See, if two chitim, the klipa, the shaymer of chita aleph is mitzurif to chita beis. So it's a problem. So the Chassam Sofer says, I'll tell you that a beye doesn't need a kebeye. A bayi doesn't need a kebeye. That means you have a problem. I don't have a kebeye. The only way I can make a kebeye, is by using the two shomrim, one for the other. So Rashi says, a bayi doesn't need a kebeye. Just like we find legabi yisurim, that bayi in Makis, it says that, that Yehida Oichel Chite, or Perius Neshome, Yechayim Malkus, even though it's not a Kezayis. So Perius is a Cheshivis. So maybe Legabi Tume, Perius is a Cheshivis. I don't need the Tziruf of the Shema. That was the Kasha of Rashi. So I says, no, it's a Deichik. Good, we find Legabi Yisurim, Perius is a Cheshivis. But if you need a Kebeye for Kabbalah's Tume, that's the shakla b'tai. Ad kan dibrei Chassam Sofer. So the davoni, I didn't understand one word he's saying. That means if you'll say, a beautiful rayon, that if you'll say that a beria does not eat a shir kebetim and mekabel tume, talk to the Rebbe Shmuel Zwillinger from this pasuk that Hashem is mitztarev. So what are you saying for? Shemer Shemayim. Shemer is mitzvah. You don't need a kebeye. So if you don't need a kebeye, you have a berye. So finished. So what's that shemer mitzvah? The Tonnebeir Bishmol lines out from this posuk shemer mitzvah. That's the asher yizareya. That you have to look the way you plant chitim. You plant it with the shemer. Here the pasuk is telling the shema mitzvah. And Shuldik, if you just told me in Eluyish that a beria does not need a shear, so why do you need mitzvah? So lechayre, the Chassam Sofer doesn't go into this, but lechayre could be the Chassam Sofer means like this, that you don't need a kebeya by a beria, but you do need mitzat the chshivis of a berye, the berye with its own shomer, that's a shir of Kabbalah's tume. And perhaps we could say that's a real berye. That's mamish how it's created. It's created. It's a chita with its shomer. This whole thing is a berye. It's less than a kebeya. But that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that a klip is mitzaref. That's right. A shem is mitzaref, 100%. Because of its mitzaref, but
but it's, that means the shomer of a beria with the beria, it's irrelevant how big it is. You don't need a kebeya, but the shomer with the beria makes a shir kabbalas tumah. I think that's what the Sam Sofer means. So Memele and Taket, that's the beria how the Rebbeinu Shlom created it. It's an oichu with its shomer. That's the beria b'miluyoi. So Memele could be, that's what the Sam Sofer means. So it could be that, but the Rashi held it sadoichik to say that a beria will be sufficient to take away the shir kabbalas tumah of a kebeya. That's a doichik. Rashi didn't want to say that. So bekitza, we have a problem. We have a tremendous problem. Not a problem, but you have a raya to Rabbi Shaya Shaila. And for the Gemara. Kidi Omar, Rav Ache, Barei, Darove, Bekuche, Umishim Yad, Ochinami, Bishedre, Umishum Shaymer. Kidi Omar, Rav Ache, Bekuche, Umishum Yad, the Yad Echotu, before we hear the Shtiktaire, Hach Klipe, Nami, Bishedre, Koma, Besoso de Shibalto, Shachitim Kvuyim Beshedre, Behekev Soviv, Umishum Shoima, the Chol Hashibailis Shleimo, the Chol Hasoso Havi Chad Shoima, the Kulan Tzrichen Zelozet, Im yipol echot kulam neiflim lehavu shaimrim. Now, Rashi says, Amor de Kizach, when chitim grow, you have a stem, and you have clusters, doesn't go one chit and there's clusters of kernels with husks, that grow together, they're like pressed together, and you have a whole bunch of clusters of chitim with the shaimrim. And they're all held together because they're pressed together. If you start separating one of these chitim with the clusters, the whole thing will separate from the stem, and it'll fall off. That means the clusters of chitim which are attached to the stem, they hold themselves because they're like pressed together, and one is supporting the other. That is how chitim grow. The sasa is the shomer over the chitim, and the other shibolis, that they grow in clusters. So the Gemara is answering a very interesting teretz. The Gemara is answering that you had a problem by a chitim with the shomer. The shomer is mitzarif. She had a problem, but it's a shomer of one garen, in the house of Mitzur to the next garen. So he says, no. One protects the other. That they're all here, that's why they're connected to the stem. You'll take away one, they'll start falling off. So each chelik is a shomer on all the chalokim. Their whole matzav being attached to the stem is because of all of them. Together we stand. That's the idiom of the chitim. So each one is a shema and all of them. Let's see again Rashi. Kedama Ravachi b'kulchus mishum yadi yadechadu hachkli penami b'shedra koma b'sasa di shebalto. This is the sasa, is the husks. Sha'achitim kvuyim b'shedra b'hekiv sovim. The chitim are kavua in the shedra, in the stem, around and around. ומשום שיימר דכל השיבוילס שלמה וכל הססה הווחד שיימר. So this whole שיבוילס is שלם, and all the surrounding clippers are one. The kulam tzrichen zeloze, im yibol echot, kulam neuflim. Lehavu shaymrim. So all are protecting one another. Frag the Gemara, one second, I won't buy this. Bishloime ilisa tzriche letatisa. That means there's, in this cluster of shiboilim, there's rows. There's a top row, a bottom row. That is 100% true. If you'll take away the bottom row, the whole thing, you take away the base, the whole thing will fall off. So bishloime ilisa tzriche letatisa. Some emailer said that tatisa is a shame on the ilisa. Ela tatisa may tzriche leilisa, but the bottom does not need the top. You'll take off the top, the bottom will still remain. Some emailer, so why is the top shame, a shame for the bottom? So the Gemara says, Bechador, you're right. We're talking about one row. Let's see the bottom row. But the whole row. The whole row is holding because each one is supporting the other one. You'll take one away, the whole thing will fall off. So Memele, in this one row, so everything is a shema for all other chalokim. Let's say Rashi. Bishloim Melis, it's Richel Tatios, climate. Sure, so yoine shechitim kvuim behem tzrich shiishur satachtoinus kayomis. Shimnosh raklip atachtoinus shol shiboiles. If the bottom chalokim will fall, noishris haklip asmuchalos. So then it goes like dominoes. Noishris haklip asmuchalos atchiplu kol haklipes. Vahachitim adroish shiboiles. If you take away the bottom, they're all gonna fall. Elodoret asiosam yitzrich leyisa, bolei lisa nami mekayim etatiyosam. We're speaking about Bechad Dore, one row. The Mitztarfi, Shoimrim, the Chad Shoimo, in one row, it's one big Shoimo. Because they're attached and they're pressed one next to the other. Miskaimes, that's what holds them. If you meet a lechem in time, yeshrevach lechaber elipi, they'll all fall down. So memele, fine. So that's the teretz. Frek de gemore, umi ika kebeyes oichlem bachadore. Now, if you're only speaking about one row of chitim, with a whole row of chitim with the shomer, Rabbi, you don't have a kebeyes of oichlem. So the Gemara says, "Bechiti dishimim ben shetach." No, we're not talking about normal chitim, which grows nowadays. Bizman shimim ben shetach. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, there was an abundance of rain, and each kernel was like the kloyes of a shtei kloyes or shera godu. The chitim were tremendous. So, mameila, you could have a kebeyes oichlem in one row. Of chitim, not talking about chitim nowadays. We're talking about the chitim bizman of Shimon ben Shetach. Zok the Gemara. Ooh, so you're coming on bechitim Shimon Shetach. Hash the dosis lahochi chod the chitim nami bechitim Shimon ben Shetach. So if you're telling me we're not speaking about the chitim bizmanenu, we're speaking about the chitim which were tremendous. So you don't say the whole thing with a row, but in the zman of Shimon ben Shetach. One chita with a shayma, you had already a kebeya. Let's see what Rashi says. Chiti di shimim ben shetach, kshtei kloye shal shergol, musach es tainis, ashtos lochi, but tarit zoloch nami, da odo kama chitim bekli poso, lav de litz tarfu shtei chitim im shereyim, miyesh ben chita achas ike poso kebeya, kegoyin chiti di shimim ben shetach, litz tarif shayma lechitim.